Dark shadows, haunting memories.
The rain pattered overhead with gentler, teasing fingers. Thunder rumbled in the vague distance, like a bad case of indigestion. The eye of the hurricane was passing. No one dared move. All knew instinctively it was a false, temporary calm, lulling any who believed it into a rushing sense of relief and release. But soon the backside of the storm would swing over, and the banshee terror would gleefully return.
In the dark, Lord, I am not alone. I know it, I feel it. Your presence, your spirit close beside me, rushing into me with every lungful of air, punching blood through my body with every strong beat of my heart. And Gregory feels it too, Lord. Gregory's heart is strong. But with every pulse, his heart sends blood flowing through his veins and out through the hole in his chest.
I was famished, but my need was not for food. I moved my tongue slowly around in my mouth, exploring gently. And then I felt them, the two incisors, sharp as needles. I sighed bitterly. I am a vampire. Correct, he laughed. A reedy cackle. But why? I don't deserve such a cruel sentence.
When she had exhausted all possibilities and peered down every street and alley of Collinsport, Elizabeth was hot and tired. She was on the point of going home when a familiar shape caught her eye in the window of Collinsport's one and only realtor. Drawing near, Elizabeth recognized a photograph. It was of the old caretaker's cottage on the Collinwood estate. She'd known David was selling it, of course. Elizabeth rested her forehead on the window to cool it, and suddenly, without warning, she saw it again. The face from the past, pressing through the glass against her own as if to kiss it.
Dark Shadows is a Big Finish production.